Coffins are forbidding. After all, there's a dead person in there, no matter how beloved. Most coffins tend to be dark, to look anonymous, and yet, in some ways, it's the last personal choice that can be made for us, or that we can make for ourselves. Denise Baxter runs a business in North Scituate, Rhode Island, that designs, builds, and decorates coffins. Some are even so handsome people make room for them in their homes until they need them elsewhere. Denise Baxter joins us now from member station WRNI in Providence, Rhode Island. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And some of the coffins that you've made, how are they decorated?
Well, everything from a sky with clouds, trees, also medallions. My best ideas have come from people coming in saying, have you ever done one with ivy? Have you ever done one with the ocean or the mountains?
I really do not mean this facetiously, but it seems to me that somebody would have had to have asked you for a Boston Red Sox coffin.
Not yet. Not yet. You know, in the beginning, I thought there are requests that I would refuse. Mm-hmm. But then one day, a man came in asking to have the five antique cars he had lovingly restored with his family and took his family on picnics with on his coffin. And I said, wow, I wouldn't have thought of that. And then I said, I wouldn't do any guns. And then a woman said, oh no, my husband restores antique guns. And now I feel more open-minded.
Now, have people taken possession of their coffin and said, you know, this is so nice, I really want to enjoy it before it disappears from view?
Oh yes. In fact, one lady actually wants to be cremated. She wishes to be laid out for 24 hours, but she isn't going to be cremated in her coffin. It's going to go back to her family to be used once again as a bookcase.
You just put it up vertically, I guess? And
oh, yes. And they're very stable, and sometimes I paint on the inside as well as the outside.
Coffee tables?
Oh, yes. And they don't even need glass on top because I put a couple of coats of acrylic varnish on top.
Well, may I ask about your prices?
They're all $2,000 each to $2,500 at this time.
Hmm. But it sounds that these prices are comparable.
And I really wanted it to be that way because I feel that in some ways we need more things that are close to home for people, things that were made by hand.
Mm. Well, Ms. Baxter, awfully nice talking to you.
And you, Scott. Thank you.
Denise Baxter designs and builds coffins in North Scituate, Rhode Island. If you'd like to see some samples, you can come to our website, npr.org.